Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The bigger picture, only on Money FM 89.3.
Good morning. Welcome to The Bigger Picture. When it comes to investing, or almost anything else, it's the bigger and sexier names that usually attract attention. And in the markets, these will usually be the blue chip names, like those on the Straits Times Index. So looking at where we are for the Straits Times Index, in the past year, the STI is up 2%, partly lifted by the easing of restrictions. If you look at the FTSE ST Small Cap Index, that is down 7.5% in the past year. And every year, RHB comes up with a list of 20 gems in the small cap space. This year's edition features stocks from the consumer sector, REITs, oil and gas, commodities, and the tech sector. To get the bigger picture, I've got Jerrick Seat. He is the head for small and mid-cap research at RHB Singapore. Morning, Jerrick. How's your Monday starting so far?
Morning, Ryan. It's good. I think it's a new week, exciting week ahead. You know, US has rebounded, so I guess, you know, things are looking good for this week.
Exciting week of opportunities. And you are eyeing some of them in the small cap space, Jerrick. Walk us through first. You know, taking a look back in the past year, how will you compare how small cap and mid caps have been performing versus the usual big names?
I mean, we tracked the index from 6 May 2021 to 6 May 2022. A year when we launched the book. Basically, you know, like you mentioned before, FSTS was actually down 1.8% for that period, while FSSTI is up about 7.9%. So this is likely, you know, due to the banks and other large cap stocks performing as investors actually flocked to safety on high interest rates. But based on our top 20 picks for the same period for last year's book, on the value rated return, we actually did about 13.1% and 5.6% if it's on the eco-rated return, which is outperforming the FSTS index.
And Jerry, here's the thing, right? Some people say, you know, small caps typically lag behind the performance of these big caps. And we've seen that to some extent with the indexes. So I think it's a case of picking the right names, because you pointed out the picks you had in your list, they'll outperform by over 13%. So with the backdrop right now of possibly a slowing economy, tightening monetary policy, what will happen to the sentiment around small caps? Will they, you know, bear the brunt of the sell-off or risk-off sentiment?
I mean, yes, I do agree with you, right? I think in general, investors will actually flock towards a larger cap or more liquid names, you know, in such chaotic times. And as you have seen, you know, the large cap index, I mean, for large cap, FSCI is actually outperforming the FSTS even year to date as well. But we remain confident that, you know, with the correct fundamentals and the correct business models for some small mid-cap names, they will actually fare well too. And stock picking will be more important than ever now to outperform. And some of our names in the books are actually trading at extremely low valuations, about 5x PE with net cash balance sheets, and also an attractive view with growth ahead. So we think that some of these stocks that we have will be limited. The downside will be quite limited for such stocks.
Yeah, Jerrick, maybe we can expand on the 20 jewels or gems in this small cap space that you've picked. What are familiar or common traits among them that made you pick these 20 names?
Okay, so for basically the overview of the 20 jewels, basically we are bullish on consumer/tourism stocks, which occupies about 30% of the book, mainly because, with the lifting of COVID-19 measures, and we expect actually pent-up demand to likely continue through 2022, and certain stocks, you know, especially in the entertainment industry, will likely do well. For example, like one of the news we have is GHY Media and Culture, which does concerts and drama production. Then next, we also like, you know, ONG, oil and gas and commodities, which is about 15% of the book. And we have seen major boom, you know, in the past few months in prices of oil and commodities, raw materials. And this will likely benefit players like Mumitama Agri and Sembcorp Marine, which are names we like for the sector. Next, we also like the manufacturing names with strong order book like Aztec Global, as well as construction-related names like Penn United and BRC Asia, as we believe that they will be beneficiaries of the increased construction activities in Singapore. And lastly, we do also like some of the REIT sector, as some REITs actually offer high attractive sustainable yields ranging from 8 to 10% despite rising interest rate.
Yeah, maybe Jerry can look at a bit more closely which would be the names to zoom in on if an investor is looking for growth. Which ones will have the most upside from this point on?
Okay, for growth, I think we like quite a few. I mean, I'll just start with one, Civmec. Civmec is actually an engineering player serving the commodities and like coal and oil and gas sector in Australia. They are also a defense contractor for the Australian Navy and has secured quite a big number of projects on this front already. Earnings are growing at about 20-40% year on year, and we do believe that, you know, at 5 to 7 times PE this year, they are quite substantially undervalued and should fare better when the market understands the stocks more. Because if you look at ST Engineering, they are actually trading at quite a high PE, but Civmec is only at 5 to 7 times.
And if you look at dividend plays, you mentioned REITs. How much of a dividend payout are we looking at? And what will be the impact of these rising rates that we're expecting from the Federal Reserve?
So, I mean, if you look at across the top 20 stocks, our top dividend plays are United Hampshire at about 9.8% FY21 yield, as well as Prime US REIT about 8.9% yield as well. And Broadway Industrial is cutting at third at 7.5%. So if you look, generally, the yields are all very attractive for 8 to 10%. And they are all quite sustainable because they have loans that are locked up fixed rates at about, you know, for the next 2 or 3 years. So even if interest rate were to rise, you know, gradually in the next 1-2 years, it would have little impact on this REIT. And they will still be able to pay out sustainable yields to investors.
Okay. And Jerry, just to wrap things up, if you compare this year's list to last year's list, is there anything that stands out in terms of maybe rotation away from certain sectors and increasing of exposure to some of the industries?
Yeah, so I think we did a rotation out of the semicon sector. I think semicon did well last year until the fourth quarter. So basically, semicon, we rotated some news out of the semicon sector. We are more bullish towards consumer. And we are also more bullish towards oil and gas and commodities this year as compared to last year.
Okay, some of the names to look out for in the coming year if you're into the small cap space for opportunities. I've been chairing Jerick Seat. He is the head for small and mid cap research at RHB Singapore. Jerick, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Ryan. Good to be on the show as well.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.